Praise God. Happy Father's Day. I bless the Lord for the opportunity to be here to share and minister the Word of God. And I can say I feel blessed because the presence of God is here. I bless in the song, and I can say we sing the same song in Haiti, but in Creole. The song in Spanish, Yo tengo un amigo que me llama, in Creole, moi gagnon zami qui remême c'est Jésus. In English, I have a friend who loves me. His name is Jesus. I can say I really feel at home, and the worship is so wonderful. The Lord is in our midst. Is in our midst. The Word of God says, "Where two or three I come together in my name. I am amongst them to bless them, to sanctify them." So there is no better place to be in the house of God, because God is there among us, and God take pleasure in the praises of his people. While I was sitting there, I was thinking, when we will be together in the heaven, worship God together, we will have no English, no French, no Creole, but just one language. That will be awesome. I bless the Lord for what he is doing in Haiti. I can say God is always moving in a great mighty way. Souls keep on getting saved, baptized, healed, set free from voodoo and witchcraft more than ever before. We have several catastrophes, tragedies in Haiti, like hurricanes. Almost every year we have hurricanes. When things like that happen, people lost their gardens, their home, their cattle. But one thing, souls keep on getting saved more than ever before. And its situation, when the situation comes, more people come to Jesus. For right now, what they say in Haiti, 52 of the population of the Haitian people, they are Christian. The rest of them are Catholic and voodoo people. But we claim Haiti to Jesus. And I can say God is moving in a great mighty way. We have the feeding program in the school. We feed the children. We feed them like rice, beans, tomato sauce, smoked fish, macaroni. It is a great blessing. Because in Haiti, the most of the children, when they come to school, they don't eat nothing. Some of them eat a piece of sugar cane, a cup of coffee, a piece of bread. For breakfast, this is what they have. When they come, we feed them. Not only we feed them, we teach them the word of God. And as a result, we have several pastors, teachers, evangelists, our plan is to reach Haiti for Jesus. And I can say the voodoo is getting down lower. Where the gospel is preaching, they cannot stay there because the power of God is working. God's power is bigger than the power of the devil. If they wish that to stay there, their business will not work. They have to move or to come to Jesus. I can say the most of the people, the population of the people, they are young people. And people, I work the most with the mountain people at the remote places where people walk for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to come to church. They are hungry for the word of God. In many places where the churches are located, there is no medicine, there is no doctor, no pharmacy. When someone gets sick, they come to church, they look to God, they come with expectation. We pray, we lay hand upon them, the Lord heal them. I can say God is no respect of person. God loves us all. My church at Port-au-Prince is almost complete, about 90% complete. And the training center that I am building is about 80% complete. It will be a place when I have pastors' conference. The pastors, they can stay there. And when missionaries come, I will have a place for them to stay. God is able. I want to say thank you to the church at Wesleyan in Pine Hill for your help, for your prayers, and I appreciate your help very much because you stand together with us in any situation, every situation, by your prayer, your support, and your help. I can say we had a terrible hurricane the last time. Several of the churches lost their roof. Many people, their houses get damaged. And also they lost the garden. The money that you sent to us was a great blessing, a great help to the people. I want to thank also and appreciate all the help. Kid feeding kids. You are doing a great, excellent work. The teachers do a great job. I can say You were a part of the work of God there in Haiti. We are praying for you. We pray for you every day. And I cannot express myself to thank you. But we know God will keep on blessing each one of you more and more for happiness. You are a part of the work of God there in Haiti. And I can say not only God will bless you more and more on this earth, a time is coming soon, you will receive great reward for working together with us to reach the lost to Jesus. God is faithful, and our work for the Lord will not be in vain. And I want you to come and see with your own eyes for yourself. And it will be a great experience that you will never forget. Again, I thank you so much for letting me come here and share. And I want to share some scriptures with you in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 20 to 24. This is my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and the theme of this message is today, have faith in God. Today is the Father's Day. Fathers, have faith in God. We are going to read the text in the Gospel of St. Mark. Chapter 20, chapter 11, verse 20 to 24. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dry up from the roots, and Peter calling to remembrance, saying to him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answering, saying to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that soever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be here to share your word with your people. Lord, we know without you we can do nothing. Let your Holy Spirit flow and touch everybody here and meet the needs. God, let everyone be blessed today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. We serve a great God. A God that we can lean on him, depend on him, trust in him, And there is nothing that he cannot do. He is no respect of person. He loves everybody the same. And each situation, God is looking for your faith. And each situation. The word of God says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Just because you are Christian, it doesn't mean that you will not face with problem, with situations. But one thing, the Lord says, I am with you. When you pass through the water, you will not sink down. When you go through the fire, you will not burn. Have faith in God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Why they obtain a good report? Because they have their faith in God. They had a good report. Verse 3, through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Your faith in God. God speak and things come to existence. Be careful what you are saying. When the situation or the problem come, be careful how you are talking. Your word must agree with the word of God. We don't walk according to the situation, but we walk by faith. God, have faith in God. We have to have the faith of God. God speak the word and things come to exist. You speak the word of God at any circumstance. Jesus spent by the fig tree. He wanted to have some fruit, but it was not the season of fruit. He talked to the fig tree. He cursed the fig tree. He talked to the fig tree. He told the fig tree to dry, and the fig tree dry up completely from the root to the top. And the disciple, when they saw that, they was very amazed. They was very astonished. Jesus talked to the fig tree. God can do anything. He is able, and nothing is impossible with God. Never look to the circumstances. You know, Jesus is the one that created the heaven, the earth, create the seas, the moon, the stars. He can do anything. And he knows each part of us that don't function well. Any part of your body that don't function well, God can make it work right. Just have faith in God. Have faith in God. The word of God says in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, the Lord talked to Moses, and I said that I gave you the land of Canaan. Moses sent some leaders, 12 leaders, to see the land of Canaan, to see what kind of people that live in that land. Are they many? Are they small? What kind of land it is? The word of God says they went there, it took them 40 days. They went to see the land, but when they get there, they saw giants. They saw its wall, very big all around. They look to themselves. They say, we are nothing. They say, we are just like grasshoppers. We are nothing, but they forget about God. When God says something, he means it. The word of God is yes and amen. The Lord is watching over his word to perform it. 12 went to see that land. 10 of them say, we cannot get that land. We cannot get that land. They murmured. They complained. They forget about God. But there was 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb. They say, the land is ours. We are going to have that land because the Lord says it is ours. This word please the Lord. In this life, there is a spiritual mountain. There is natural mountain. We call them problems. Problems, they are problems that we can see. They are problems that we cannot see. But in the name of Jesus, you can talk to the mountain in the name of Jesus. The word of God says it will move. You can cast it into the sea. It will move. So, God is able. There is nothing that he cannot do. We can talk to the mountain in our lives. The word of God talk about 3 young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had a very hard time, terrible situation. The king Nebuchadnezzar made an image and told them to worship. If anybody don't worship that golden image, I will throw them down at the fire furnace. But these 3 young men did not bow before the idol, before the statue, golden image. They say, my God will deliver me. In this case, I don't need to answer you. My God will deliver me. Why they talk like this? Because they are sure, they know God is with them, they know who God is, they have faith in God. And what happened to them? The king, they did not worship the image, they came, tied them with cord, throw them down in the fire furnace. They did not get burned. They dance, they sing, and there was a 4th one with them. This is Jesus. Jesus says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You can speak the word of God at any situation. At any situation. We have a big weapon. The weapon is the word of God. I remember my mom and my dad, they was not Christian. When I was 3 years old, they served the devil. the witch doctors, they have power to put curse on people, make people sick. If you are not Christian, but if you are Christian, they cannot put curse on you. My mom was, and my dad was not Christian. They served the devil. And the devil knew what I was going to be, and the devil was going to kill me before time. But what the devil meant for bad, the Lord changed it for good. When I was 3 years old, a witch doctor came to my mom home. Usually when they come to your house, they carry witchcraft, and you have to pay them money. And the witch doctor looked at me and said to my mom, "You have a nice looking boy. Let me hold your boy." My mom thought that he was going to do something good. He just hold me and raise me up higher above his head, and he turned me down. He said, "Turn me down." He says, "If you live, you live. If you die, you die." And he dropped me down on my forehead. I had a big bump on my forehead. I was very sick, paralyzed. I could not walk. I could not talk. I could not eat. My mom and my dad, they spent all their money, everything they possessed, they bought witchcraft in order to be healed. I could not get healed. I get worse and worse. And there was a Christian lady that came to my mom's house. When she saw that I was ready to die, she just speak the word. The word that she speak, she said to my mom, "Jesus heal people. Jesus save people. Jesus set people free." She told my mom, "If you accept Jesus, Jesus will heal your boy." My mom heard that. My mom say, "Okay, I want my boy to be healed. I want to accept Jesus." My mom was happy to hear that. And she told my dad, "You need Jesus." My dad said, "No, no, not today. I will accept Jesus. I let my wife and the boy accept Jesus, and I will see what will be happen." And she told him, "Today is the day for salvation. If you wait any longer, your boy is going to die." So my mom, my dad say, "Okay, I want to accept Jesus." My mom, my dad, they accept Jesus. And immediately they accept Jesus. They get rid of all the witchcraft. Some witchcraft was in the battle. They break them down. They burn them immediately after Jesus come. I was unable to walk, I walk. I was unable to talk, I talk. I was unable to eat, and since that time, here I am. This morning, I am here to tell you there is no situation too hard for the Lord. He is never changed. The word of God says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In many places where I go to Haiti, there is no doctor, no hospital, no pharmacy. When someone gets sick, what they do? They bring them to church. It is like an hospital. They come with expectation. We pray, we lay hands, and the Lord heal them. Nothing is impossible with God. He can take care of big situation and a small situation. Only have faith in God. When you don't see what to do, where to go, have faith in God. He has power over the nature. He raised people from dead. In the mountain, we have a lady that passed away. There is no funeral home in the mountain. When some people die today and you have to bury the body in the next day. In one of our churches, we had a lady that passed away. They was going to bury her, and we prayed for her. She come back to life, and she is still alive today. This is my God. This is your God. He is watching over his word to perform it. Any situation. In the book of Psalms chapter 23 verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In verse 4, it says, "When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil." Why? Because God is with me. We can talk to the situation. We can talk to the problem in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is, but God is bigger than any situation, than any mountains. Problem in the family. Disease, cancer, in the name of Jesus, you can talk to the mountain. It can move. You can cast it out in the name of Jesus. I have many testimony what God did. We serve a wonderful God. I remember long time ago, my wife could not get children. What we did, we pray, believe. This is what God says. When you pray, believe. I remember one day, the maid of honor of our wedding, she came. She came to me and my wife really in the morning. He said, "Your wife supposed to have a baby. She has big problem. She has problem." And I told her, "No problem. The baby is on the way." She could not understand. The reason I talk like this, I pray, I believe. When you pray, something is going to happen. She did not understand. She just said, "Did you see any specialist? Did you see a doctor?" And I told her, "We have the bigger doctor that exists in the world." And she said, "Did you go to the States? Did you go to the States?" I told her, "No." I told her, "Jesus, Jesus is the greater doctor, the doctor by excellency." She just looked to me and she said, "I know a doctor that can help your wife. Your wife will have a baby." I told her, "We have the bigger doctor that exists in the world." And my wife did not say nothing. But she was very happy to hear that. So I just took my wife to see that doctor. And the doctor said to my wife, after the doctor consulted her, the doctor said, "She has big problem. Big problem. The situation is very bad, And the doctor said she will not have children. She did not have, she will not have children. And I told the doctor, no, she is going to have children. The baby is there. The baby is there. Because I believe in the word of God. I lean on the word of God. This is what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. It says, faith is the substance of thing hoped for, the evidence of thing not seen. I told the doctor she is going to have a baby. The baby is there. So the doctor just looked at me. And the doctor said, you talk contrary with me. I told you something. You told me something else. I told the doctor, I believe what the word of God says. And the doctor said to me, this man is not right and he's lying. I took my wife home and we keep on praying. We keep on believing because the word of God says, when you pray, don't doubt, but believe. Believe it will come to pass. We keep on praying, and it did not take long. It did not take long. My wife get pregnant. We say, thank you, Lord. The word of God says, call me in the time of your trouble. I will answer you. I will deliver you and you glorify my name. When God do something for you, you have to testify. Because when you testify, you build someone up. So I wait when her belly get big. I took her back to that same doctor to see what God can do. The doctor was very amazed, very, very astonished, and said, did she have the surgery? Did you see any specialist? And I said, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to tell you, we serve a God of abundance, a God of plenty. There is nothing that he cannot do, just have faith in God. Don't look to the situations, just have faith in God. When I say we serve a God of plenty, he can take care of the big, a small thing. My wife, after the doctor said to her she could not have baby, we had a first baby, we had a second, we have a third, we have a fourth, we have a fifth, and we have a sixth. When we say many, many, many children, say thank you, Lord, that's enough. The word of God says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In every situation, have faith in God. Never look to the situation. You see, when Jesus was walking on the water, the disciple was astonished. Jesus said, this is I. Don't be afraid. Peter said, Lord, if this is you, let me walk to you. And Jesus said, come. And Peter started coming, walking on the water. But after a while, he looked to the water, looked to the problem. He don't keep looking on Jesus. He started to sink down. And he saw he start to sink down. He see, cry and say, Lord, save me. The Lord save him. There is nothing that God cannot do. Lazarus was died, buried for 4 days. The word of God says when Jesus come, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, said, Lord, if you would be there, my body would not be die. Jesus said, where you put him? And she said, he has been there for 4 days. But this time, it is too late. But John 11 verse 40 says, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. And Jesus said, roll away the stone. They obeyed, they rolled away the stone. And Jesus said, Lazarus come forth. And Lazarus come back alive. This is my God. This is your God. There is nothing that he cannot do. One time while he was on the earth, he met a funeral. There was a lady, a widow lady that had one son that passed away. Jesus met the funeral. He stopped the funeral. And he touched the coffin and said, the young man, arise. The young man, arise. There is nothing that God cannot do. Have faith in God. I don't know what the circumstances is here, what the problem is. But I say to you, have faith in God. There is a many way that God can touch people. When we pray for people, sometimes they go to bed at night. They have a dream. They saw doctor come, open their belly. If they have a disease, the disease disappeared. There is nothing that God cannot do. At each situation, have faith in God. The word of God says, you can talk to the mountain, talk to the problem, talk to the situation. I don't care how big it is. God knows your need. He knows my need. When we go to some place and preach the gospel, many people believe in Jesus because they saw the power of God, what God can do. The God knows your name. He knows my name. He knows your situation. But the word of God says, ask and you shall receive. When you go to somebody's house, if you stand by the door, you don't knock. You will spend all the day long stand there. But if you knock the door of the house, they will say, who is there? You will say, this is I. They will say, come in. Jesus here is here to heal, is here to save. Never look to the situation, but believe. Believe there is nothing that God cannot do. If anyone have some needs or some problem, if you want me to pray for you, I will pray for you. Because the same Jesus in Haiti, this is the same Jesus is here. He is there in our midst to bless us, to sanctify us. I thank you so much for letting me come and share. I will not forget you in my prayer. I know we are living in the end of time. Jesus is coming soon. If there is somebody here that don't yet have Jesus for their personal Savior, I want to pray for them. If someone needs healing in their body, I want to pray for you. Because with God, nothing is impossible. With God. I want the team to sing. God, we let God have his way. May God bless you.